This is Urban Meyer of the Jacksonville Jaguars, a.k.a. the Puppet Master, a.k.a. the Five Finger Bandit, a.k.a. the Five Finger Noodler. You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that shit. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 12, week 5. Fellas, I've had my low lows this year in fantasy, so what better way than let's go high, which exactly describes my two guests this week. Super high. What up, D? What up, Pat?
What up, Kobe?
What up, Kobe and D?
Kobe, I know you're feeling sad, but I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen. Owen.
Owen who?
Owen Ford. That's you, dog. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. That's out of it.
That was so easy to tell.
I knew you were about to do that.
Oh my God, man.
I was like, I don't even want to do this.
I love you just kept holding off. But hey, Cody. I mean, I know you're not having the best season so far, but still believe in you, boy. I'm glad to have you back on the pod. I know Dib was a good step in last week, but I appreciate the man being on, the creator himself, and excited to talk some fantasy with my boys.
Absolutely, fellas. I do want to do a shout out to Smiley, Dre, and Dib. You guys killed it last week. Yeah. Thank you guys.
By far top five. By far top five.
It was, yeah, really good episode, boys.
It was. So shout out to you guys. Special thanks to Dib for taking my place. Bronchitis. It's not fun, but hey, it is what it is. Fellas, how y'all feeling about y'all's fantasy teams? We're through, what, 4 weeks? I'm 0-4. That's all I got to say. I've been, you know, curled up in a ball crying, but it's super cash. How about y'all?
You know what? I definitely feel better about my team this season compared to last year. 3-1 this year. Rosters look decent, you know, but steady, you know, not a lot of bangers, but consistent folks. So hoping to make a return to the playoffs this season.
Oh man, I believe you this year, man. Well, sitting here 2-2 right now, after a bit of ass whooping by Keaton, dang, okay, that man came to play. I'll say I'm still feeling pretty good. You know, my team is putting up points. I'm sitting right there in the seventh spot with I still have put up the first most points. So as I see it, this is probably going to be another one that I go all the way, guys.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, my team's 0-4. I guess that's what happens when you're first, second, fourth, and fifth. Actually, not fourth, but fifth. Round picks all get hurt, and then you trade your third round pick, and then your tight end, and that gets hurt as well. Like, I can't. There's every year there's someone that gets the most injuries, and for whatever reason, I have the injury bug. But it is what it is, boys. But Waffle House, I'm coming for you, baby.
Nah, it's not gonna be a Waffle House, dog. I think it's gonna be a Whataburger. And when are we gonna vote on this? I feel like we should know this by now, right?
Yeah, I feel like, to be completely honest, it probably should have been voted on before the league started. So
we have to decide like real soon, because I mean, eventually it's gonna feel like more personal attack to the guy that's in last.
Yeah, well, I think it should be between, you know, Wob and Waffle House or something like that. I think we're kind of dead set on that.
I mean, I have been to a Waffle House
from last year.
How sketchy is a Waffle House?
Yeah. With cockroaches and everything, boy.
Oh, fuck that.
You get 6 hours off if you eat a cockroach. I think that's but then again, let's be real. Probably cockroaches are in the food. Wait, what? Yeah.
What about the provision that the league gets to dress the last place winner as the assistant Whataburger or Waffle House? You think that's going to pass, or you think it's just going to be straight up just whatever you want?
Was that part of it? I have no idea.
I just know a couple of the guys weren't happy about, you know, it just being a guy sitting in the Waffle House. That was a little bit too easy.
I mean, let's be real. Dip. I mean, it's not too easy if you've seen the recordings and videos of people doing it.
Yeah, I feel like people are completely underestimating how hard this is going to be. Like, you're at least going to be sitting there 12 hours, 12 hours straight in Whataburger. Like, have you just, I mean, just going there for fucking 10 minutes is horrible. I mean, sorry, I think it's horrible. I hate sitting in there.
I mean, Whataburger, I guess, wouldn't be as bad. There are some hella sketchy ones here in San Antonio. But Waffle House is by far sketchier.
Like, I mean, yeah, I feel like that's
you got the good old rednecks.
Not me, man.
I'm saying there's a bunch of rednecks that just usually go there. It's their casual Friday night.
Gotcha.
Anyways, fellas, hey, since we're a league friendly pod, let's get into everyone's favorite teams. I gotta say, my Eagles put up a somewhat of a fight, but not really against the Chiefs. It's pretty depressing. But I will say, Jalen Hurts, not too shabby. But
yeah, Hurts looked pretty good. I thought he looked solid, and he made some plays when your team needed it.
Yeah, I think he's a real deal. I was a little skeptical in the offseason, but then heard about how well he's, you know, keeping his wide receivers and tight ends accountable, and I'm invested. Sorry, yeah. Wentz. Talking about Wentz, how about Luis's Colts? you like that transition? Boom! They beat the Dolphins. The Tua Tagovailoa list Dolphins 27-17. Y'all's thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. This was like Colts' first win, right? I think so.
Yeah,
I was pretty surprised that they haven't. I was really surprised that they went 0-3. I really thought. I mean, as long as Carson Wentz is healthy, he's a pretty good quarterback. Or at least he were. You know, he had that MVP season. I don't feel like you've seen much from him since. But I mean, when Colts is healthy, I believe they're a good team. So hopefully it'll turn around a little bit for Luis, so he has something to cheer about.
Doubtful. go for it, D.
Yeah, I'm happy for the Colts to do good because they got two of their players, so more power to them.
Oh, you got Jonathan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's looking good, man.
Nice. All right. Well, we got Squiz and his Barkley pulls out the upset against D-Balls, aka the real Destin. His Saints in overtime. Man, an OT. Man, it was a solid game. I was surprised. It was ugly, but it was a solid game.
Yeah, I was surprised. I still really can't decide on the Saints what they're gonna be this year. But I mean, I think we all agree. Even JC agrees that Giants is not you know, the best team, and so I don't know what that says about the Saints right now.
True. Well, another game between two of our guys here. Dips Pack, shove it up their D, where the sun don't shine. Sorry, Bert. Your Steelers look like straight dog shit.
Ouch. Do you want to take this one?
No, I just, you know, Big Ben, you know, I always liked the guy, but he's fucking done, man. It's tough to watch. Happy that Aaron Rodgers is finally using Randall Cobb now. So we'll see how, you know, he'll justify bringing him back into Green Bay finally.
Yeah, I also want to touch a little bit on the Big Ben situation here. It's sad to see such a young guy behind such an old tree. Here I'm talking about the young rookie, of course. I don't know. I just feel like Steelers has the talent, and I don't know what the heck Big Ben is still doing there. Clearly, it's just some loyalty situation it's bad. Oh my God, I'm just watching the highlights right now, throwing an interception as we talk right now. It's horrible. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Bert. It's going to be a long year for you, my man.
But you guys did see that wink between A-Rod and
yeah,
right?
I could definitely see that happening.
Solid defense, some phenomenal wide receivers.
And imagine him bringing Adams with him.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
You want to think so?
No.
Okay.
I feel like that. I'd be surprised, but that would be a damn nice thing to see. That's for sure. All right. Well, last but not least, what else do we got? You know what, Pat? I'm going to let you take this one.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget about them boys.
Yes, sir.
Panthers. Finally stepping up to the test. 3-0 Panthers, and what an amazing season the Cowboys have started off here. You know, they looked good in that first game against Tampa Bay. Clearly got me excited. It's been a long time since I've been excited about a Cowboys season. But, yeah, you know what? Still taking it game by game. Not going full Cowboys fan yet. I know people should know what that means. But still, how about them boys, Darius?
Yes, sir. I know exactly what you mean, bro. That's to say, I'm trying to keep my Cowboys headness level just the same way like my fantasy team, you know. I'm trying to just stay even keeled, you know, not get too happy, not get too sad, you know. But them boys look pretty good, man. Like, we got some dogs on the defense and Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. And then the offense is just fucking Dak. That boy is dealing to everybody, you know.
Earning his money, that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
And Jalen's oh wait, never mind. I'm just kidding.
Jalen Smith, bro. I think
every Cowboy fan pretty good with that.
I think so. Like, it seems like that's what people kind of agree on.
Yeah, I think he's the past year and a half, he has not been.
I mean, with that contract and with how injury prone he is, you have to do that. Like, it's a no-brainer, especially with the talent you have right now. Why waste all that cap? You know, I mean, have that or risk that.
Enjoy it, Dip.
He wasn't really injury prone. He was just
not good.
Sorry, you know, he just was there at every game, but he was just sorry.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but I mean, if he were to get hurt, you know, then you had to pay him his. Wasn't that the deal? You had to pay him like his entire salary or something next year.
Exactly. So, like, it was worth it just to get underneath that contract and just get gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, fellas, we're going to keep it moving, but we're going to move into the week 4 fantasy recap. D, what do we got, baby?
All right, up first, we have Jerry's McGriddle, a.k.a. Smiley, versus Dalvin and Hobbs, a.k.a. Luis. What a year by Luis, man. He is having a good year putting up points, but with 126 points, he's got manhandled by Smiley with a 24-point difference. Unfortunately for Smiley, Montgomery left the game, but before he left, he put up 23 points for a little vacation. He's going to be out for 4 to 5 weeks, so sorry about that, Smiley. And Debo, once again, put up a 30-point-plus game for Smiley, and Luis got a fat zero from T.Y. Williams, and that was actually inactive.
Yeah, Ty Williams, I don't know how he didn't see that he was inactive, but...
Yeah, don't think that would have changed anything.
No, it would have not. I don't think he had a chance with his lineup anyway, but I can't say anything because my team sucked ass. Anyways, next up we got Keith versus you, Pat. Pat.
Oh.
Bro, you were hoping for that high going to that game, but Adams and Cup, that's your core – part of your
team, bro.
Yeah, they didn't show up. First game, Cup doesn't score some crazy freaking points. Unfortunately, you fall to Keith on Monday night with a big slap to the face from Keaton's monster penis. I mean, what performance from both DJ Moore and Austin Eckler? Solid.
Yeah. I don't know. I had. Nah, I mean, I kept telling myself on that Monday, there's no way that you win this. Like, he has both Carr and Eckler. But I don't know. It's just still a weird feeling, you know? Like, you never really give up on fantasy until it's really done. At least that's how I feel. So, moving on to Darius, my man, versus Noah. So, y'all remember when Noah was rocking it at 3-0 and things were looking real sweet for good old boy? Yeah, Well, that fell off a crit really, really real fast by getting his head cut off this week by my man Darius here. Noah got completely manhandled and his team was basically a no-show. By far the first week that he has shown any sort of weakness. So, you know, I'm not going to put too much into that. Still want to comment on Darius D. Your team is looking pretty strong, man. Strong performance this last week, going 3-1, and you know this might be your year. I'm rooting for you, man.
Hopefully, it is my year, man. I don't know why I said man.
It's been a while.
All right. Next up is Cody versus Div. All right, another tough loss for you, Cody, man. Sorry about that. Another week where you failed to break 100 points. Unfortunately. It wasn't working out for you, dog. Like, you have 3 QBs rostered, and the one you pick doesn't even break double digits. Your leading scorer on your team was Robert Woods with 14 points, dog. And I just don't see an upside on that roster. But hopefully, when CMC gets back, you know, your team can make some changes and you'll be all right.
I mean, CMC is on the trade block, as my entire team is, but yeah, it's not looking too pretty for me, fellas. Injuries after injuries and scrubs. I guess that's what happens when you don't have a good view for the draft board, let alone being distracted. I do want to tell a very quick story. And so I was prepared to get Tyler Heinicke on Sunday morning because I didn't want to drop anybody until then. And I kid you not, I go to grab him and I click his name and it says someone picked him up. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I have to like scramble, like I'm not starting Tannehill with no Julio or AJ Brown. And I look at freaking Baker Mayfield and I'm like, oh, he has a pretty solid matchup, but what the hell? who the hell picked up a quarterback? Tyler Heinicke, for crying out loud. And Tyler Heinicke goes for 30 plus points.
Wait, okay, so
it was JT that chose him. He has Dak, but for whatever reason, he wanted Tyler Heinicke on Monday morning.
Who does he play for, Tyler Heinicke?
He's on the Washington football team, and he scored 30-something points. And I did the math. I would have won game if I got to play Tyler Heinicke. So, JT, screw you. I was
so... Good job, JT. Good job, dog.
That's rough. I literally was on the toilet that morning, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Who would have picked him up? But sure enough.
That's so random when he has Dak. Like, that's real random.
Yeah, well, I did not expect anyone to grab him. I should have grabbed him way earlier. So that's
JT got your house bucked or something, man. He's stepping his game up.
I'm pretty positive someone has a voodoo doll on me. And it's... Yeah. Anyway,
hey, bro, we all have these bad years, dog. And you just sometimes it's your best. But also, I'm pretty sure you're distracted with his second kid.
Yeah.
But that doesn't account for injury. Like, you can't account for injuries.
It happens every year to someone. So,
yeah. Just you this year.
All right. Next up, we have Danny Rojas.
Football's life.
Versus Dakota, AKA the real Dustin. The two closest, probably the matchup of the week with Vic bouncing back from a bad loss. The week prior, but he pulled through. He beat Dustin with only by 7 points. Keenan Allen just pulled you through on Monday night. Sorry, bud, but Vic's team looking pretty solid, sitting at 3-1.
Yeah, man. Well, I played Vic last week where he sucked it up, so I take that ECW against him because his team is looking pretty good, man. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, we're gonna have to run through these next two because sadly we don't have the free version of this. So this
is
going to end in less than a minute. So please run through this.
Okay. All right, JT versus Dre. Well, Dre take on his 4th straight victory, man. He's just you know, he's just whooping ass, man. He takes high point for the first time this week. Put JT at 1-3 after JT took, you know, high points the first week. So JT with, dang, three straight losses. Ouch.
Yeah, I feel that.
And last but not least, JC beats Berto on Monday Night Football. Berto is now 0-4, tied with Cody and heading straight for that Whataburger / Waffle House.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Puffington Post, fellas. What are we sipping on tonight?
Glad to be in the Puffington Post, bro. I'm puffing on, you know me, puffing on that orange dank, a hybrid sativa, and also I'm trying to get crossfaded, so I'm sipping on some wine. What about you, Pat?
You know what? I got my boss to give me his gift today, so I'm just finishing off this bottle of red wine, and of course, you know me, I'm smoking a little bit as well. I've started to smoke these oils since I moved into the apartment, so a little hybrid, but yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, you know, like always. What about you, our hostess?
Oh yeah, I'm sipping on that shine, aka that shiner. And since I got bronchitis, still I got my inhaler in my other hand, boy.
Ooh,
nice, nice.
Remember what they said? Puff, puff.
Pass. Some steroids, dog. Yeah.
All right. First up, breaking news: Jalen Smith cut from the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. Calling dibs, fellas. Your thoughts?
See ya, dog. Good luck, Green Bay.
Yeah, you know what? Usually, I think this year is one of those years we're going to meet the Green Bay in the playoffs. So hopefully, Jalen will be the reason we can beat them this year.
Damn. Yeah, like I said earlier, Jalen Smith kind of looks a little bit washed, and I don't think he's been very good for probably a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been. But yeah, Green Bay, he'll be a solid, probably – 1-2 down linebacker there, but nothing more.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he had that great season. I think it was Vanderish's rookie season where they were really, you know, really showing off. But I feel like that was it. Like that was a good year we got out of him, and then, well, basically been nothing since. So
yeah,
I'm not gonna cry to see him go.
Yeah, once teams got tape on him, it kind of seemed like he was exposed, and after that, he kind of stopped making plays. After that.
Yep. Yeah, and you never take Romo's number.
Oh yeah, that was pretty bad.
That's a
number. And also,
he paid over $500,000 to change his number from 54 to 9, and he only got 4 games out of that, dog. That's crazy.
So that's like 125 a game. Oh, that's. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope no one was out buying a new Jalen jersey.
I'm pretty positive no one did.
Oh shit.
Like no one's buying his jersey. So
also, I just gotta say this: I'm not gonna miss him completely over celebrating for the few plays that he made when he finally
made
one.
He didn't do it this year.
He didn't make any plays.
Yeah, he made like one or two plays this season, and then he would still do his whole thing. And I was like, "No, dog, no." Just not no.
But moving on to another guy that gets cut. Wait, right before he gets cut, he gets traded. Mr. Stephon Gilmore goes from the Patriots to the pretty good looking Carolina Panthers. Yeah. Fellas,
bro,
quick thoughts.
Bro, Belichick, that guy is like the Godfather, man. He'll just kill somebody or cut somebody in an instant and not even blink, man. He does not care about anybody, man. Nope. Even if I don't see why you just get rid of him for a sixth round pick or just outright cut him. Just, he wants more money. Just play him and then cut him in the offseason, man. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know. My point of view is that I feel like I'm starting to see Bill kind of showing more his true colors. Like, I feel like after Brady left, he's been like this kind of petty, old, mad, like, man. He probably used to do the same shit. But for some reason, I just feel like after Tom really just took off and, you know, just went to another team and won a Super Bowl, I don't know. That got to be rough, man. That's like his entire life career that Tom – I just feel like Tom shit on it.
A little bit.
Especially after like this last game, after that hug, that was, I don't know, that was very petty to me. It kind of seemed very childish.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Last up, we had the puppet master himself, the AKA the brown fister, AKA Urban Meyer. They lose. Yeah. The poop shocker. They lose
one in the
game.
Stink, two in the pink.
he went five in the brown. I guess that's old school, baby. But this man loses a game, which they were up, I want to say 14-0 at one point. On Thursday night, and they end up losing late in the game. Of course, they go 0-4. I feel that. This fool, instead of going back to Jacksonville with his squad, he's like, you know what? I'm gonna stay, hang out with some quote unquote family. And then I'm gonna let this young little lady crawl up all up on my hand, slash leg, and fellas, I gotta hear your thoughts before I go AWOL.
I just don't understand how in 2021 this dude who is the most famous guy in Ohio, you know, for winning all those national championships, he can just put his finger up a girl's pooper and it not be recorded in 2021. This guy is just like, seriously lacking his judgment as a head coach because of this. You know, I thought he was a decent head coach, but how do you not have the foresight? I mean, if that's one of your players, you'd be like, come on, dog, you got to have better thinking, you know?
And they would be half your age. Yeah, they would be half your age. Here's my thing though, like it's very clear to see in those pictures that he's drunk as fuck. So I don't think that he was thinking, I mean, not even anything about that, but clearly he should. What a fucking idiot. I actually heard that he was like, his family was like at a thing, but he, you know, didn't go to that, and his wife was like, yeah, he deserves to go and let off some steam. And I'm like, well, he sure as hell did. So
that he did.
That's bad. Like, I don't know. I think he lost that locker room.
Five fingers worth.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think you lose a locker room after that? Yeah. Like, don't fly absolutely home with your team like that. I mean, a pretty tough loss. Like the first one,
sure,
really had a good
chance. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's lost the locker room prior to this happening, but this probably pushes it even further.
Like, I'm sure some of his players are like, dog, respect, you know, that girl was cute and you were giving her a thing, you know, but come on, dog, like, we're 0-4 and you're fucking should be back in Jacksonville grinding on tape, but you're grinding on this bitch, you know. It's crazy, man. Like,
I love it. That was a good transition, by the way.
Shit.
But fellas,
rough week, let's just say that
He's not gonna make it through the year. I don't think so. I'm gonna make my call here. He's gonna quit, resign, or get fired by the end of 2021, or by the end of the season, I guess, 2022.
I completely agree. I don't think that he's gonna be enjoying the next few months at all.
Yeah, I do have one question for you guys. Over or under, did he ever wash his hand?
I mean, after how long?
I mean, I feel like this guy has still not washed his hand. He's like, I'm gonna hold on to this.
If anything, he's probably put some sanitizer on his hand. But if that, probably not wash his hands. Probably just sanitizer.
That's true.
All right, I can't even talk about that.
All right, fellas, we're gonna shift to our next thing.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Fellas, I don't know about you, but injuries have happened this week. They happen every single week. I feel like they only happen to my team. I don't know if that's true or if any of you guys are feeling any injuries on your team.
So far, so good, unfortunately, for me. I'm not unfortunate, but thank goodness for me. But my team has been healthy so far.
Yeah, I mean, I got a tiny one with Mixon, but I actually think he's going to be playing this week still, so probably limited a little bit. But no, I've been running pretty smooth as well.
Yeah, it must be nice. I unfortunately can't say that. Just a few notable injuries. Logan Thomas ends up getting a hamstring. They've already placed him on temporary IR. Yep. Oh, he's on my team. Don't worry. also, Teddy Bridgewater suffered a concussion. And so he's going to be probably questionable for this next week. Drew Lock looks like he's going to end up getting the start. Jimmy G gets calf injury, but I've heard a lot of speculation on this that they were trying to get Trey Lance to become the starter, and Jimmy, this is like a nice way for Jimmy to bow out. I don't know if you guys have heard about this or not.
I haven't heard about this, but
no.
If Jimmy's going to go along with this, he's a bitch. I mean,
I
don't know why you would ever take that, but. No, if he's hurt, you got to get back as soon as you can to get your job back because, you know, once that kid takes that job, I mean, he's never giving it back.
Well, let's see. Is he that good?
Well, he went third overall, so we'll see.
Yeah, because once he gets that starting job, just like Dak, you know, even Dak was a fourth-round pick, you know, they didn't give him back to Romo. So, I mean, once Lance has that role for multiple weeks, he's going to stay his job.
True. Yeah, I agree. Next up, Will Fuller. Man, whoever has this dude, it's been a rough season if he's been on anybody's fantasy teams. I don't have him on a single league.
I don't think he's played. I'm
thankful for that. But yeah, I'd say he's almost not rosterable. Yeah. Next up, Amari Cooper exited briefly against the Panthers with a right hamstring injury, but he returned. Everyone's
he's
boy.
He's a tough dog, man.
Yeah, he's.
I feel like he always plays with injuries.
Yeah, he's
a fucking hammy dog. I don't see how you even come back from a hammy dog. Because if you pull it even more, you're gonna be out for like 6 weeks. So like, why even take that risk?
But he is like he has that crazy mentality, right? Like I feel like I've seen some interviews with him when he talks about like when he does hurt and stuff, like what he does to just overcome those things, and he's just like he just has to play. Like there's just those few players like Brad Favre, right? Like he would fucking play with anything.
Yeah.
Like they'd find a way to just get themselves out there and probably, you know, some needles and some other things, I'm sure.
But, that's true. Everyone's boy, Trayvon Diggs, aka that lockdown corner on the Cowboys. Weird. He exited the fourth quarter with some back tightness. I think he's the real deal. I don't want to stay too long on a defensive player. Next up, backup running back Tony Jones gets carted off in the second quarter. Obviously didn't return. If you get carted off, you probably ain't coming back for a hot second.
No, unless you're Paul Pierce.
did you hear about Paul? The fool had a shit. That's the only reason he did that.
Yeah, man.
Stupid, but funny at the same time. I can respect that game. Other than that, I don't think any offensive injuries happen outside of David Montgomery probably being the biggest. He's probably going to be out for a good bit, but he should probably return in a few weeks.
Yeah, tough luck for Smiley because that was a few of his guys. So he has Penny and Fuller going on IR and Montgomery being out. So we'll see how his team pulls through and Chris Carson is questionable, so.
Yes, sir. All right, fellas, we're going to shift over to everyone's favorite song. We're going to talk about those waiver wires. All right, first up, we had some, I would say, a good amount of money spent. A good amount of money. First up, we had Victor freaking Lugo spending 50 buckaroos. Yep, 50. And I can't even say this guy's name. Linebacker for Atlanta. It's Foyle Olakun. But 50 bucks for a linebacker. He's been pretty solid. He is ranked the 7th linebacker. But if you need some linebacker help, you got to spend some money. I can respect it. Next up, Mr. Owen for himself, a.k.a. me. I spent 58 bucks on JC's new favorite, Odell Beckham. I'm just kidding. It is Kadarius Toney. I'm just praying for me to hit the lottery at this point. I got no other excuse, and my team sucks ass.
What do you feel like? What do you feel like you went wrong most, or you just feel like injuries have fucked you over?
Injuries definitely screwed me over. But at the same time, I think, I know our league pretty well. But in the draft, I did not expect us, or I guess everyone, to go like so heavily on running backs early on, to the point where like my running back 2 is Miles Sanders. And obviously I'm used to, I guess, having Christian McCaffrey, and then picking in the later of the first round, or I guess early second round. And this year, I didn't have that choice. And so, value wise, I think I chose correctly, but yeah, running back wise, when you know my current RB1 right now is Miles Sanders, and I'm not even, at some points I'm not even sure if he's RB1 on his own team. And then with all my injuries, dog, it's looking hella rough. But hoping to turn it around. No freaking chance, but we'll. A man can pray. Next up, it's still me because I wasn't finished. I spent 66 bucks on, hopefully not the one-year wonder or one-game wonder, since I lost Logan Thomas. I picked up CJ Uzama for 66. The tight end waiver wire is hella bare, as the entire waiver wire is in general. Next up, we had JC spending 73 bucks on the PPR machine, aka the receiving back for the Tennessee Titans, Jeremy McNichols. I put an offer in for him as well, but not 73. But the number one most money spent was Victor Lugo, and he spent $130. You heard that right. On Ricky Seals Jones, aka the backup tight end for Washington. Not sure if anyone put in a waiver claim for him, but $130. He's all yours, bud.
That's fantastic. Logan Thomas being out, but geez, man, 130. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to think. I mean, I didn't even think about picking him up. Was anyone else in need of a tight end, at least?
Just me. So I'm guessing he just wants to stick it to me.
Did you even always offer anything on him, though?
I think I put a zero fab. I put in probably, I think, like 8 different ones, but like I think like 4 or 5 of them were $0. And he was one of them, so...
Cody, I missed this trade apparently. Like, did you just trade with Bird or something?
Whoa, bro, we're not at the trade.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding. We can talk about the trade. I think
I was just looking at your team. Like, who did you draft in the second round? Was that was Brown?
In the second round, I chose AJ Brown, but
so he's also been a huge disappointment for you then.
I mean, he's been hurt since.
I mean, yeah. So with injury, of course.
Yeah. So week one he did okay, but he was hurt, and then week two he got hurt like in the first quarter. And so he gave me 0.3, I think it was, and then obviously last week or the past 2 weeks I haven't had him. So it's been awesome. It's been great, man. Real great. Ouch. I've been enjoying this year. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah. I mean, I was just wondering what happened.
You jerk. You're mean. Yeah, so I think I had put it on here, but I think someone may have deleted it. But long story short, we had trade galore. Me and Bert made a deal this morning. I end up sending who'd I send? I'm so sorry. I feel like
Jamison Crowder.
Yeah, Crowder and Peyton Barber for Courtland Sutton and Miles Gaskin. Fellas, quick thoughts.
How good?
That's why you don't ever name your team after a player, because what are you going to call yourself now, Berto? Like,
yeah. I mean, you can't change his name mid-season. This is embarrassing.
I think he did it last year too.
He's definitely not committed to his names then.
I mean, Miles Gaskin.
Not name my teams after a player, then I mean, you have to keep that player.
I guess this is true.
I don't know. How has Courtland Sutton been doing? Sorry, I'm looking at it right now. Let me see.
He's been doing solid.
He's okay. Yeah.
He's been okay. He's not going to be. I'll probably end up starting him because I mean, at this point I'm saying F it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And then, Berto gets, so he has the two running backs in Las Vegas now. So he's going to be debating every week. And then he's going to start the wrong one every week, like he does with his quarterbacks. And then he's just going to hate him. No, yeah. No, I don't. I think Berto's going to regret this.
Yeah, I think it's a better trade for Cobes. But, we'll see. Like, Miles Gaskin can put it all together finally after, a few weeks, Because I think Miami was projected to be a much better team, and they just kind of shit the bed every week. So hopefully,
but I mean,
everybody on that team can put it together.
And their starting quarterback is out, right? I mean,
he was out.
Yeah, he's been out for a while, right?
Yeah, since I believe after week two.
Yeah.
But just to keep it moving, fellas, we're going to go through the power rankings. We're going to talk about the tippy toppy to everyone's favorite. The bottom feeders. I'm one of them. All right. D, do you want to hit up the bottom feeders first?
Oh. Yeah, we'll start with, number 14, Mr. Owen himself, Mr. Copesquiz, Call of Duty, 0-4, just 447 points for 520 points against, man. Just a terrible season for my boy. What do you think about that, Kobe?
It's quite depressing, and I don't know what to do with myself. But I will say I'm doing very well in every other league, except this one. So,
hey, at least your Eagles are doing great, right?
Damn it again! they got one more win than I do.
True.
All right, let's keep it going.
All right. I mean, I can do the next one. Well, we have another 0-4 here. It's Gaskin Robbins, the guy who has to change his name now. Embarrassing. And he's sitting at the spot where he deserves to be with the amount of points he scored. So nothing more to say to that. He did have a really tough loss this week, though. He could really have put JC under. But he didn't come through. Yeah. Next one, Dalvin and Hobbs. Well, this one is a rough one. I feel like Luis has been real close most of his matchups. But then again, close is just not going to cut it in this league. It's tough, man. How high competitive, I will say.
All right, down two spots. Number 11 is my boy JT with Big Dak Energy. And then up one spot to number 10 is JC.
Yeah, we got Dip at 9th, 2-2. He's two wins in a row. Then we got Dustin, 2-2 as well. He's putting up a good amount of points, so I'm sure he'll be just fine. He usually is.
And then coming in at number 7 is my boy, your boy, Pat, at 2-2, 500, staying steady, not too bad, but he's down 4 spots at number 7. And then number 6 is Vic at 3-1. Not a bad record, just coming along in the playoffs. And then number 5 is Smiley at 3-1, up 3 spots to number 5.
Yeah. Then I think, Cody, you should do the rest since you won't have a chance to come up here this season. So go ahead and enjoy.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks for the confidence. did you just stop at what number did you stop at?
Five.
Okay. Yeah. So Smiley at five, Noah at four. Noah's been up there, I feel like, every year. So good for you, bud. D, I'm really glad to see you, your team succeed. For real. I know your team hasn't put out the past few years, but excited to see how your team plays out the rest of the year. Keith is coming back as well. And then Dre, I feel like this is not what the fantasy playoffs looked like last year. So, fellas, more power to you. I don't know what I'm doing down here.
Dude, Dre, I mean, just real quick, look at Dre. 627 points scored so far. Like, he's the only one in the 600s.
Yeah, he almost has 200 points more than me. I know. Almost. But, so far, bud. You'll get that this week.
Shit.
Yeah. All right.
So what did y'all think about what we talked about earlier in the group meet about having the best record going to the playoffs and how much that actually matters? Do y'all feel like it's better to have an average record going into the playoffs, or you think that's just coincidence?
It's just coincidence.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. As long as you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, it is weird that it's been a lot of 7 and 6 teams, I feel like.
Yeah. What is it?
Yep. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it has a little bit to do with... I don't know, like, you've been worked a lot more if you put up a lot more in the regular season, and then maybe the teams that barely got in, those players might have a little bit more juice at the end. I don't know. That's the only way.
I think the better teams usually have the better players who put up the big points at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. and then they rest them at the end of the season. So it's kind of maybe you want to have an average team that kind of peaks at the end.
Yeah.
Like yours team.
Yeah, mine clearly peaked at the end, for sure.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break for one of our paid sponsors.
Do you often dream about leaving this crazy country called America? Travel off into the distance, or just go east to the beautiful country called Denmark? Here is full of free healthcare. You get paid to go to school, and you don't have to worry about guns, school shootings, gangs, anything like that. We don't have any Karens or anything like that. If you really want to experience the amazing thing what this country has to offer, go to Ørkild, a small city right on the west, close to the west coast. 5,000 people live in this beautiful small town. Every year, they hold an amazing, amazing gathering where they all get together and they burn witches. If you ever, and we know you have ever dreamt about burning the witches, or you just have someone special in your life that you would like to set on fire, stop by next June. We are always looking for new people, witches, to throw on that fire. So until then, enjoy your life. Live it to the fullest, because you never know when it will end. Until then, bye, and we'll see you next June.
All right, we're moving on to who you got, babe? Week 5 matchups. First up, we got Noah versus Vic in the Pinky and the No Brains. That's right. Zero brains. Screw you, Victor. All right. In this game, I think both teams actually are very good. They're both currently in the playoffs at 3-1 each. I think Jalen Hurts is probably going to struggle a little bit against Carolina defense. I know Dak did a little bit, but I just don't think we have the firepower like the Cowboys do. So with that being said, I am going to choose Noah, because screw you, Victor. Yeah.
All right, next game we got JC versus Pat, and we call that the legal versus the foreigner. All right, this game, JC, my boy, like I want to pick you, but you have my ex-girlfriend, which and Saquon Barkley, and I cannot root for your happiness. Like I see him / her on your team, and I just like that was my girl. Like I brought her into this league, you know, and so I cannot root for his success and therefore your success. So I'm going with Pat.
Thank you.
Nice. Wow. Wow. All right. Next up, we got Smiley and D in the fortune cookie surprise. Wait, what? Just kidding. You guys don't get that. Hopefully you might. That was not a racist comment for both of your soon to be wife. Smiley's being Asian. And you know. Anyways, as I continue going to this, digging myself a hole, I think this is going to actually be a very, very awesome game. Both again, both in the playoffs, both 3-1. D, I really like your team. I think Pollard is a big surprise. How well he's been doing. I think you have solid matchups. And I don't think Chris Carson plays this week. So with that being said, D, I'm going with you, baby. Bring it home.
Woo. All right, man. I'll text the next one. JT versus Brodo in the UFC. I like to pay to watch. And here we got, actually, for the first time this year, I believe Brodo is going to take home a victory. I'm sorry, JT, but what I see here is you got a lot of questionable players this week. Cooper half injured. I don't know, the running. I mean, Cup is great. Ridley hasn't really showed up yet. I don't know. I feel like you had a great week. It's going to come down to Dak. I feel like Brodo is going to finally pick the right quarterback. He's had so much bad luck. It has to turn eventually. So, Brodo, I hope you get one.
All right. Next up, we have Dustin versus Dre and the Don't Call Me D-Balls. And, hey, this is my friend. You can call him D-Balls. Matchup of the week. This is going to be a close one. They're both projected really high points, 141 to 139. So I think actually Dre goes down this week. You know, I think he's had a lot of good luck with his team, but you know, this is league. Everybody has a bad week, and I think this might be yours, Dre. So I think Dustin goes on to 3-2.
Okay. Next up, we got Luis versus Dip in the. I'm a pussy. Game. I'm just kidding. I honestly feel like everybody in our league, I think everyone could beat both of you guys up. Anyways, with that being and yes, I just made that up on the fly. Luis, your team sucks. Not as bad as mine, but with that being said, your team, obviously your RB2 is Ty Williams, which is hella rough. You got Marlon Mack that wants to be traded. Dip, your team's not much greater, but you actually have some wins on your resume. I think Luis falls to 0-5 and Dip goes to 3-2.
Amazing. Next up, my man Cody and the guy who just beat me, Keaton, in the if they had a baby, it would be Justin Herbert. Bowl. And here, Cody, ouch, bro. I just played Keaton. He's legit, man. He's not messing around. Oh, DJ Moore is going up to, he's going to go to Philly. Or maybe they're playing Carolina. It doesn't matter. He's going to play Philly. Lamb is going to have a good game, especially if Cooper is hurt against the Giants. Bro, I just don't think you have any chance this week. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go with the favorite here, put my money where the odds are, and I'm going to go with Keaton.
Yeah, I can respect that. I would choose Keaton. I think everybody, it's a unanimous vote on this, is Keaton. Fellas, that is our pick of the, yeah, Yeah, I need a freaking miracle. Christian McCaffrey, like all my players have to magically reappear, and I would still probably lose. That's how bad my team is. But to keep this bad boy moving, normally we're gonna change it up a little bit. Normally we do the questions for the co-host, but we're gonna do two rounds of a Halloween candy draft, and it's gonna be a snake draft. And D, I'm gonna give you the first pick, then Pat, then myself. I'm gonna be on the tail end where I get two back-to-back picks. D, what's your picks?
First up, my pick, that one candy that if you got in your bag, you would be so psyched for. Got the best stats. Number one pick, Reese's Cup.
Oh, fuck. It's like that. What I was going to pick.
No good, son.
Dang. Well, honestly, this is not really my game since I never really been really Halloween here. But I guess I Google it and see what kind of candy is good here. So the Reese's Cup, yeah, that was going to be my pick as well. So, you know, I'm going to go with the classic Twix. That's very popular in my mind. So that's one of my favorites.
Jeez. And easy pick for me. Any house, can I just pick a full-size candy bar? Because you know exactly which house has full-size candy bars, not the little snack size or anything. But if I had to choose, I'm going to go the classic Snickers. Solid choice. I feel like that nutty caramel chocolate goodness. And then if I have to choose the next one, I think you have to have something like, as much as I love chocolate, you got to get something sweet. So any, you know what? I'm just going to go with something where I'm probably going to lose out on this, but I'm going to go with the basic bitch. I'm not a fan of this, but candy corn.
Ooh, dog. Are you like 55 years old?
Candy corn. I don't even know. Just said I'm not a fan. But you know what? I'm doing it because I want to win.
Okay. I just feel like you could have gone with something way better in the sweet. Maybe add a little bit of sour to it. I might go with, let's say, you know what? I'm going to go and ball out a little bit, and I'll take the sour Skittles.
But who gives sour Skittles out? Damn. Nice. Skittles is solid.
Skittles and all the properties that you get. So that's a solid pick.
All right, D, bring us home.
My last pick, and some of the boys are going to know this. I'm going to pick one of my favorite candies and something that I left at JC's dad's house one day next to the microwave. And that's going to be some dots. Oh, dots. Gross.
Dots? Oh, really? Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love me some dots.
I don't mind them. I will say I only eat them like Halloween. But fellas.
Yeah. I like some good milk duds as well, though.
Yes, sir. Milk duds are delicious.
And you know, I mean, if it wasn't America, I would pick my licorice, of course. Of course, my licorice all the way.
Just pick a Twizzler, dog. It's licorice.
No, that's not licorice at all.
But hey, fellas, I want to say thank you guys for being on. I know we've had to do this Zoom call three separate times just to get this recording done. But I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your day. And night. I know D hasn't even eaten dinner yet. So this man. Pat, be prepared. You're about to have a kid.
Yeah.
Sleep is no more.
That's what everyone say.
Yeah. Enjoy while it lasts, dog.
I guess I'll start sleeping a little bit more here at the end.
Yeah. No chance.
Shit.
But as always, tune in, log in, hit that subscribe button, which none of this is even possible, but it sounds really cool and it sounds somewhat legitimate. But as always, I'm Cope Squiz. That's Pat. That's D. We out.
Peace.
Later, boys.
Peace.
Peace.